The relentlessly positive Governor Snyder was plainly frustrated as he lashed out at his fellow Republicans in the Senate for leaving without approving the Medicaid expansion.
Take a vote, not a vacation.
Governor Snyder had cut short a trade mission to Israel to return to Lansing in hopes the gesture and a personal appeal would change the outcome. Instead, the negotiations collapsed, if they ever actually started. That's after a bipartisan coalition of votes got the measure through the state house last week. The governor says that was a tough vote for many Republicans to support enacting a part of Obamacare, and it appeared there was a deal for Senate Republicans to follow suit. But that was never the case, says Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville.
It's not really a responsible thing to say, take a vote, not a vacation, when we are the deliberative body and are going to take a hard look on something.
Richardville says a state Senate committee and a work group will spend the summer to try and develop something Republicans there can support. But Governor Snyder says waiting until the Senate returns in August is too late. The governor says his plan is to harness public opinion to get the Senate to act in the next 15 to 20 days.
I don't view as insignificant that I'm standing here in a press conference asking 10 million people to bug the living daylights out of their senator until they come vote on something.
But Tea Party groups and other conservative organizations say they won't be quiet during that period either. Scott Hagerstrom with Americans for Prosperity says his organization will back lawmakers who oppose the expansion.
They were quite brave. They stood up to their own Republican governor and did the right thing. And you have to give my hats off to them. A lot of respect to those Republican senators.
This is now largely a fight between conservatives who say Republicans should not cooperate with enacting Obamacare and Republicans who say it's now the law of the land and it's time to make the best of it. James Haveman is the director of the State Department of Community Health and the cabinet official responsible for implementing the Medicaid expansion. He says time isn't growing short, it's practically run out, and there's a lot at stake. It would cut in half the number of uninsured people in Michigan who rely on emergency rooms for health care.
And the whole idea is to move health care from a curative model so people don't wait till they got stage four cancer, but to be involved in preventive care and get engaged with a physician and start working on chronic conditions. I mean, 70% of the health costs in the state are related to chronic conditions. We can do better than that.
One of the frustrations for Haveman and Governor Snyder is there were apparently enough votes in the Senate to pass the Medicaid expansion. If all 12 Senate Democrats went along, it would only take 8 Republicans to get it passed. But the Michigan Senate, like the State House, operates under a rule that requires more than half the members of the majority party, Republicans in this case, to agree to put a question up for a vote. With rare exceptions, legislation otherwise languishes. The governor said this was an instance where the rule should have been set aside.
Shouldn't the Constitution say once a party wins the majority of a chamber, why do you even bother having the other people show up? It doesn't say that.
Snyder is one of a handful of Republican governors across the nation who've tussled with their GOP legislators on Medicaid. In Arizona, Governor Jan Brewer carried through on a threat to veto all legislation sent to her desk until the legislature there adopted a Medicaid expansion that she signed into law this week. Governor Snyder's strategy is to hope enough constituents will ruin enough senators' summer breaks to get them back to Lansing. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.